And our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at Texas A&M Commerce.
Good morning to you, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you?
Doing great. And Lavelle's fingerprints are on just about everything, one way or another, here in Commerce, the Commerce School Board, and many other things. But we're going to be talking with Lavelle about Black History Month. Which is, for the most part, throughout the month of February.
Sure. And John Mark, I want to emphasize up front, Black History Month is not just designed for African Americans. Black History Month is for all American. It is to learn of the significant contributions that African Americans have made to this great country that we live in. It just so happens that it is emphasized in the month of February because some of the great African Americans, like Frederick Douglass, were actually born in the month of February, so they emphasize this month.
But that's
I believe that Black History Month should be infused into the curriculum in K-12 and higher education throughout the entire year, not just within 28 days or 29 during leap year.
But you have some events going on. And one thing that's going to be taking place throughout the entire Commerce ISD anyway is that there's an essay contest that starts the first week of February.
Yes, yeah, very fortunate to have our Superintendent Charlie Alderman and, of course, all of our wonderful principals and teachers within Commerce Independent School District. All of our students are going to be challenged to write essays on the significant contributions that many African Americans have made in this great country. And members of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, one of my research assistants, Ariel, is part of that group, and members of Kappa Alpha Psi will be going to the school district, hearing these wonderful kids here in Commerce ISD give their orations, and we're going to give wonderful prizes to them. So it promises to be a great time throughout the entire month.
And so the kids will be writing, but they'll also be giving speeches?
Yeah, they can write them and give a speech, and we'll just judge them either way. So, yeah, not only are you giving speeches, John Mark, opportunity, we're giving these kids an opportunity. If they want to rap, let them rap their presentation. If they want to sing, let them sing. If they want to dance to it. We just want these young people to display their talents and gifts that they have.
All right, then, some other events taking place in Commerce and on the A&M Commerce campus. Friday, February 9th, Dr. Cortland Lee.
Yeah, Dr. Cortland Lee is an expert in the field of dealing with African-American youth. There are a lot of issues impacting African-Americans and others in society, and the Department of Counseling is bringing Dr. Cortland Lee to come in and do an entire day workshop talking about ways to work with African-American youth, some skills and techniques to improve their academic skills and so forth. So this promises to be a wonderful opportunity as well.
We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Did you tell me that he is, Dr. Lee in particular, focuses on young
guys? African-American males, that's correct.
So, you know, sometimes, and understandably so, we are focused on the needs of girls and young
correct.
Women, but maybe sometimes the fellows get overlooked a little bit.
Well, I think for the most part, we want to make sure that we take care of all of our young people in society. It just so happens that Dr. Lee's emphasis is working with African-American youth. And, of course, we'll be bringing other speakers in to work with the young ladies as well.
And where's he from? Okay, we're going to run out of time here. But Saturday, February 17th, you have the Black Personnel Higher Education.
Yeah, Texas Association of Black Personnel in Higher Education, Dr. Rod Fluker, who's executive director, and will be giving out awards to various faculty members here at the university, as well as staff who've contributed significant contributions to the university. And then on the 24th, State Representative Dan Flynn will be coming in as part of our Ivory Moore and David Talbert Distinguished Leaders series. And as you know, Dr. Talbert was our first African-American professor here, and Ivory Moore was our first African-American administrator, and we want to keep their life and legacy alive here on campus. And mm-hmm. our student groups do such a wonderful job with that.
Mm-hmm. Are there some names in Black history that you feel are overlooked, underappreciated?
I can give you a lot of names. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time on your radio program. But what comes to mind, as you know, each year I take my students to Birmingham, and to have the Freedom Riders. These are individuals who are 85, 86 years of age, John Mark, who've never ever told their stories of what they experienced during those horrendous days. And they get a chance to share for the first time to our students. Mose Wright is a name that most individuals don't realize. We know the name Emmett Till. Mose Wright was the grandfather of Emmett Till. I call Mose Wright the father of the civil rights movement. Dr. Amos John, a lot of folks don't recognize that name. Dr. Amos John was the pastor that actually was before Dr. King got to Dexter Avenue Missionary Baptist Church. These are great civil rights leaders and great African Americans that we need to read up more about.
Mm-hmm. Crispus Attucks.
Of course, we know that from a seventh grade history class.
I bet a lot of people don't know that.
We'll give
seventh grade history notwithstanding. Vels, how's that hot chocolate?
That hot chocolate is wonderful. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much. And we look forward to having everybody participate in Black History Month here in Commerce, Texas, in East Texas.
All right. Dr. Lavelle Hedricks, Associate Professor of Counseling. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.